At 3:32 a.m., the time the deadly quake struck last April 6, a requiem was played in L'Aquila's central Piazza Duomo. The names of all 308 victims were read aloud. No one in the town has been able to forget the tragedy. Sergio Bianchi lost his 22-year-old son, Nicola.
È difficile. C'è tanta rabbia, c'è tanta... tanto sconforto.
It's difficult, he says. There's lots of anger, discouragement, and solitude. Residents were asleep in their beds when the 6.3 magnitude quake struck. People fled their homes in L'Aquila and in more than 40 surrounding towns and villages. Many were unable to get out fast enough. Thousands of buildings were reduced to rubble, including centuries-old churches. Survivor Sergio Bianchi says poor construction heightened the death toll.
Il terremoto è un evento naturale, ma se ci fossero le case fatte...
He says earthquakes are natural events, but if homes were built properly, the L'Aquila quake would not have been so devastating. Most of downtown L'Aquila is still off-limits, as are the historic districts of most surrounding towns. Although tent cities have disappeared, tens of thousands of people are still living in some sort of temporary housing. The head of Italy's Civil Defense Department, Guido Bertolaso, says much has been done over the past 12 months.
Riapertura dell'anno scolastico, l'iscrizione all'università, la possibilità di dare...
He says students have been able to return to school and new homes have been built for tens of thousands of people. Joshua Lawrence used to live in L'Aquila. His house was severely damaged by the quake. He and his family are now renting an apartment in Pescara, Abruzzo's modern city on Italy's Adriatic coast. Lawrence says the L'Aquila he knew no longer exists.
There's nothing. There's one bar open. There's no place to just hang out. There's no way to live the city. It was a university town. There are thousands of people animating the downtown, keeping it alive, and that's just not there anymore.
Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi says it will take years to rebuild L'Aquila's delicate urban and artistic heritage. But he says residents must be confident because the reconstruction is underway. The mayor of L'Aquila, Massimo Cialente, sums up the feelings of most people who experience the quake.
Quello che chiediamo è di non essere dimenticati perché siamo appena all'inizio.
Don't forget us, he says. That's what people here want, not to be forgotten, because this is just the beginning. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.